Hello everyone and welcome to another Windows Phone 7 video here on Channel 9. My name is Yohai Kiyari, I'm a technical evangelist working on the Windows Phone Evangelism team. And with me today, very pleased to have Albert and Anand. Please introduce yourself.
Well, thank you for having us. My name is Albert Shum. I lead the Windows Phone design team. I've had the pleasure of working on Windows Phone for the last year. Our team is really excited about what we've been doing, and Anand and I are here today to talk about some of the things we talked about at Mix, but also explain some of the designs we've gone through, especially in terms of how we thought about the hubs and how you might kind of build your apps and your experience. And no, Nod, what are you doing on our team?
So I'm Nod Freilink. I'm an experienced designer on the Windows Phone team. And I am excited to kind of walk through how we designed parts of the Windows Phone experience. Specifically the people experience.
Right. So as you guys probably understand, it's not our usual API session this time. And we're going to talk about a little bit about the design, we're going to drive a little bit deeper than what we had at Mix.
Right.
And the main idea is for all of you there is to take inspiration, take into account what we were thinking about when we designed, when you guys designed that we.
That's we.
Yes,
we.
When we built when we were Windows Phone, and maybe you could, take it to somewhere that's completely different, but,
Yeah. And, to that point, we talked a lot last time about the design language we call Metro and what are some of the inspiration behind that. And hopefully we're posting this online also so you can actually see it for yourself in more detail when we get a chance. But really, I think this is about a way to share some of the thinking behind the design too, not just the design language, but hey, exactly. Building a great app, what does it mean? What are the things that you should think about?
Yep.
And Nod's gonna kind of dissect that and we'll kind of discuss a bit more about some of the design thinking that we took.
Cool. So just a second before you start, for those of you that don't know, this is
the Metro design system,
right.
And we're gonna post it online. It kind of explains the design language that we use in the Windows Phone. And actually, we're going to talk more about that and different experiences we're building, too.
Right. So for this video post, we'll have the link to download the booklet itself. And we have the link to the Mix video, which we covered in length, the Metro design. So, Nod?
All right. So basically, one of the most important things for us in designing Windows Phone was really thinking through our users. We love our users, and we really want them to love our experience. So one of the most important aspects for us was to look at many, many users across the world and gather what they want, what they like about their phone, their pain points, their lives, basically, really understand them deeply. And for the Windows Phone experience, we really started focusing on our personas, Anna and Miles. They're life maximizers. They're husband and wife, and they have a lot going on in their lives. They're really juggling all kinds of work and personal activities. And as we started thinking about the social and people experience on the phone, we really think about their lives first and the people they connect with during their day. They communicate with each other, staying up to date on their closest friends and family. And so we really think through their day-to-day lives and sort of create stories around what the Windows Phone experience means within
really,
their life.
I think keeping connected was also another key part of experience that we thought was, hey, I have all these people, how do I keep track of them?
Yes. So really thinking through sort of scenarios and life experiences of these people, of these personas. And another very important part of our experience was to think through the red threads. I think we've mentioned those at the Mix presentation also. Basically, some of the core experience pieces or pillars that we designed Windows Phone and Metro on top of. And so as we were thinking initially through the first sort of sketches of that people experience on the phone, the social experience, what does that mean? One of the red threads is around personal. So we really thought about how can we make this, the social people experience personal on the phone? So the people that I care about most, I can put on my start screen, for example. And another aspect was we want the idea of me on the phone. I should be, on the phone. I should be able to quickly share my my thinking during the day and things like that. So really making the phone yours, making it very personal. So for the people experience, that's some of the favorite people on Start, basically.
It's my phone, so it basically reflects my way of life.
Yeah, so the Start tiles really help the user sort of customize their Windows Phone experience, and
I think the
people tiles are great for that.
From the mix session, and one of the feedbacks was, wow, how do we take advantage of this Start experience? And I think as an application, that's something we should think about. Like, what would you want to share with your users? Bubble up in these what we call live tiles.
Yeah.
So,
and so another important red thread for the experience was relevant. So we really try to make the people experience relevant. And an example of that is our recent experience, basically within the people hub. So we really showcase, and in our initial sketches, we thought about this idea of, like, well, the people I just talked to, and the people I communicate with should be right there, right? So make them easily accessible, make this this hub experience, panorama experience, really relevant when I go into it. And at the same time, we wanted our social experience to be, or the people experience to be, very connected and alive. So we always want our users to know what their friends are up and family are up to, and sort of integrate that sort of really live connected experience in the People Hub also. So I think during the mix introduction, Albert also kind of talked about some of the development of the Metro design language and visual design. And so there are lots and lots of iterations done to kind of really fine-tune and tweak what Metro means.
Right, and I think that's a key point that we want to emphasize, that Metro is a set of principles. It's in some ways, we chat a lot. Wow, is this the design? When we design Metro, we want to make sure that it was grounded in a flexible language. And when I say language, it's literally not going to walk you through. It's a structure that allows you to write your own stories. And we really want to keep on emphasizing that Metro is a foundational language. It's up to you to make sure that you create an application that's really expressive to your audience. And it's complementary, so that's a key point that we're going to keep on emphasizing throughout this journey we're having.
Right, and as we've seen through Mix and through some of the demos that we showed at Mixes, we had some applications that are really Metro-like, and they feel like they are part of the phone.
Right. Yeah.
But we have also some experiences that are completely they feel great on the phone, but they are completely looks and feel different than the regular Metro.
Yep. And there are some great examples of that on the phone too. So it's part of like the Office Hub and the Games Hub that we have on our phone. Kind of like has this Metro feel, but it definitely extends into some other branding and visuals as well. So some of the Metro principles that we really started working towards within designing the people experience and the hub for people was keep it really clean and light, and really celebrate the content and the typography within the experience, and as part of it, also just keeping thinking about motion and really bringing this experience to life using motion in the UI. I think for us, it's really about creating a very alive and delightful experience. Motion can emphasize or hint at certain elements in the experience that you otherwise might not be able to see, like in the hub, for example. And I think that it's very important to strike a balance between, and that's why we really tweak our motion. We have motion designers on the team between what's too much, what's too little motion. So really kind of use it in a way that's subtle, but also
And it's interesting that the way we use motion across the experience, where in some ways we also use motion to help you navigate. Like, hey, I'm coming into a application, but I'm also going out of an application.
Right.
That flow, motion can, it's almost like, it could riff and drive you and help you flow into different in and out of the experiences in a more seamless way. So that's a key part of how we've been using motion.
Yep. So, okay. Exactly. As we started then really designing, aligning with those Metro guidelines and principles within our sketches, and you can see some of the sketches, on the slide also, we really started iterating and tweaking the interaction design, and so the sort of the hub concept came into play here, and you can see we kind of, in the final design, we moved some of the elements around, and we really started optimizing the the interaction and the visual and as well as the motion for this experience.
And that brings to another principle that we really get a chance to dive into was kind of fierce reduction, only what you need. As you kind of see by this layout is, you know, content is a really important piece. At the same time, you have to manage how much information you present to the user. It's a constant struggle, right? We want a lot of things on the screen, and at the same time, you don't want to overwhelm the experience. And in some ways for people, when you have lots of people, how do you actually manage that? We spend a lot of time iterating on, like Nod shows, from just concepting wireframes, looking at visual layouts, creating that balance. And it's a bit of an art, but you know, if you're writing your app, you really try to think about that. How do you create that balance where you want to present as much information as possible, at the same time, you don't want to overwhelm the user.
Yes. So less is more.
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
cheaper,
Mies was right? Got it right.
Yep. And so another important aspect for us is, you know, working toward the implementation then is, of course, the speccing, all the elements of the experience, and really making sure that when it goes from some of the design ideas and sketches into the development process, that we really built this in a way that was envisioned, and that includes the placement of elements on the screen as well as different touch targets. We really have to think about the phone and the touch experience as
Yeah.
So why don't we, like, I don't know if we try to dissect one of those, but let's see. I mean, what are the principal guidelines for touch, because it's a little bit different, right? I mean, in touch we're the hit area is a little bit bigger than the actual control,
yes.
Right? And I see several different elements there, and I guess their interaction and the way they move across in and out are a little bit different.
Yes.
Maybe you can take us through that.
I would say that we have some really great touch guidelines actually in our, I think, posted on the developer website. And I think it's really important to think through like what are sort of the minimal sizes of elements for touch and really optimize the design and the visual design for the finger touch experience. Also think about the other components of the hardware, the back button and the search experience. As you're kind of designing.
Yeah, especially when you're designing and touch, there's a couple of assumptions you should try to make or play around with. That should we assume everything is touchable? Like touch, what does that mean? Should every piece of content, every pixel on there implies that you should be able to interact with it in some ways. And we did a lot of studies, like sometimes you want to create the affordance where, hey, touch me, where that content, that picture, you should be able to touch on it and something happens. And you have to kind of think through some of these ways for people to interact. And touch doesn't imply that it's a very rigid way to design, actually. It actually frees you up.
It does.
And that's also the problem. You have so much freedom. I should make this touch, and you really have to have a set of assumptions that you want to stick with and be consistent.
Yep.
So that, end of the day, you really want the user that goes to your application or come out of your application, there's a consistent way that, hey, these are things that you want to touch and enable certain action, and it's repeatable, and ultimately it's delightful, but also habitual. You kind of start remembering, oh, if I touch on this contact, this picture, it actually gets me into their card.
I was just going to mention that. That's a good example of how something like that's consistent, and users kind of learn over time. Every time I see someone's name, and it's touchable, and then I go see their contact details, or I'm able to call them right away.
And it's a very different than before, where everything's icons and buttons touch this button, touch me, touch me. Like, we actually assume that the full display is touch, and that implies a different set of design parameters, and you should think about that. More precisely, I think.
Yep.
But it's implied that you probably want to think towards functionality rather than, the specific elements or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the nice thing about that, or through the entire phone, whenever you see a person contact card, basically, which is his picture, the avatar, mm-hmm. right? Whenever you click on it, you will probably get the same experience.
Yep.
Right.
That's right. And so, sort of in the final hub, as we have it on the phone now, you can really see a lot of these different principles, the red threads, and really thinking through our users. So we have a section on the phone in the hub experience with recent, where all my recent people are. We have we aggregate a lot of contacts from various sources. networks into the contact list. And we also sort of aggregate a lot of different sources and social updates from network sources like Facebook and Windows Live.
I would say, you know, when we were at Mix, there was a lot of like, hey, how do you know it's a hub. It's like it's very visual and it's very, you know, the panoramic and wow, it's such a big canvas. At the same time, what do we do with that canvas? And I think showing the people hub is, you really have to think about presenting the information in a more of a what I call curated way. That hey, you know, it's about your favorites, it's about recent, it's about lists. Like, try to structure it so that when you go through this panorama, you also have a sense of where you are, and that's one of the challenges with panorama. When you're such a large canvas, helping right. user understand what does this area do, what does this area do, and create that curation. In a thoughtful way.
So yeah. Assuming someone will build his own panorama or will provide means to do it somewhere in the future, so would you say, like, I can put, like, you know, 100 pages in the panorama, which would be a little bit maybe too much, or, you know, 4 is the optimal, or whatever. Do we have, like, any guidance around that, or it's just, you know, try and error or whatever applicable to a given application?
Yeah. I would say right now it's we've been very open, and we're trying to get feedback that it is a canvas.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's a fine point where that, you know, that canvas gets too long, and you know, you don't want to keep scrolling, you know, get fatigued. Well, oh, my finger's getting sore. you want to at the same time be efficient, and that balance of like, hey, find the information, and the hub is allow you to present a lot of information, yeah. and because it's touch, you can access it quickly. So I think that it's creating that balance, and it's back to the idea of creating something, trying it out, and iterating, and I think that's touches. That's why these great tools, you really have to try it out and see, make it true to your application and what's consistent.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I would say that we've within our 7 experience, we have kept the panoramas, you know, fairly condensed and really thought through what are the most, you know, how can we aggregate from different experiences into this one sort of hub experience, and then think about like what are the most important elements we really need to service at that top level
right.
Of the experience.
So it's more, again, it's more of the functionality of the hub itself, what you represent,
right.
rather than the means, which we call panoramic, which is just control,
exactly.
But it's just, again, it's just a means to an end,
exactly.
Right? And the end is what we are looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and back to a good application does that. It helps people, you know, get to what they want to do. And not get bogged down in just the visual. I think the visual is really important to help people navigate, but also make it delightful. And we got to make sure we keep that balance.
Yeah, and we also really tried, you know, with the people social experience, we really tried to create one place where a user can go and really find out what's up with their people or contact people. They don't have to go to different places or applications
right.
for that. It's
yeah.
it's all really nicely combined in this you know, aggregated experience.
And basically, at this version, it's pretty much controlled by us, by the phone, and it's not an open-ended where you can plug whatever
right.
social
right.
element, right?
Yeah.
Into it.
Yes.
So now you have your Windows Phone 7 with you, right?
One yes.
of our prototype.
Yep.
And it's connected to the PC where you basically can present.
Yep.
So walk us through.
Everything I do here gets replicated over there. So yes, I'll walk you through the experience. And after I unlock the device, we'll get to the start tiles, basically, that we've already seen in many demos. And as you can see, the start tiles really give me access to a lot of different experiences, but in this case, I'm specifically kind of walking through some of the social and people elements on the phone, and
right. And you can see by the people tile that we talked about, it's really bubbling up your content.
Yeah, it's really alive.
It's alive yep. Boy, you got a lot of peeps there, not
exactly. And then I pinned like my wife up here; she's right there on my start screen. So let's go into the people hub for a minute and talk about the design a little bit more in details. So, as you can see, an important aspect of the People Hub is the recent experience. So these are all the people that I recently communicated with. If I send them an SMS or I call them, they show up here. And As I move this...
And I think that supports the kind of the relevance.
Yeah, the relevancy.
When we talked about the red threads, yeah. Like, you know, being personal, being on the start experience, but also making it relevant. And being recent, we thought that was a really relevant first thing you want to know, hey, who do I just talk to? It's probably the person that's closest to, you know, that you want to keep in contact
exactly.
with. And I want to make sure I could get back to them quickly.
Yep. And then these the pictures for these people also come, you know, of the social network sources, so they're always relevant and the latest sort of like profile pictures that they posted there. And as I'm kind of navigating around this hub, you'll see that the different layers of the experience. So as I'm moving the panel around, you'll see the different elements kind of moving at different speeds, which really gives you the idea of depth and really makes the panel come alive. So when I pan over, you'll see the all list, which basically shows me all the contacts that I have on my phone, all my peeps. Wow. And right on top is my own experience, my own profile. And
that gets to, you know, we went from recent to all, and that was one of the things about curating the experience for your panel that you're designing. Hey, think through about, hey, what are the secondary things that you want? Or is it really about the most important thing and then secondary things, or is it really about different types of information? Because, you know, for people, if you don't find a person on your recent, you probably need to go find
it all
there.
Yeah.
All there. So that's
and this
there.
Is basically aggregating all the content that you have from all the sources.
That's right. That's right. And there's a couple ways to quickly jump around. We have a quick alphabet way to jump to another letter and find a contact that way. Or you can actually use the search button and then you'll be able to find a contact that way.
Yeah, and that's a powerful way to quickly go through, you know, if you have lots and lots of people.
Right. I noticed there's no such, you don't have to type on the search box, so it's just natural.
Right.
All the different components of the phone come together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At
exactly.
multiple places.
And so here on the people experience, we've actually chosen to add a control or sort of to add a contact right there on the hub experience, and that's something that's done in some of the panoramas.
It also, one of the things is we can actually create content right there.
Yes.
And that's what panel can also do. It's not just a way to present or consume information or get, you can actually create. So
that's right. So let me just open a contact card real quick. So this is an example of one of the contacts, and in the contact card experience, we actually use the pivot controls to kind of combine both the profile information to, you know, the main means to contact someone, as well as the social updates for this person.
Right, and hopefully you see a key part. We talked about motion a bit before, that the transition between this contact, which is recent, which is Peter, that there's a continuum between that picture, so that you see like, oh, okay, you actually create an affordance for the user to understand that you're still, there's a continuous flow between one experience to
exactly.
another.
So the context remains through,
yeah.
Yeah. through the
yeah.
entire app. So it doesn't feel like you're jogging between one app to the other.
Right.
Exactly.
So we try and maintain that context. So,
yeah.
And that's something really important to think about, especially when you have a big canvas like a panoramic. You might go into different experiences, but you got to help the user understand, hey, where am I? And,
right.
and then I just go somewhere else.
Yep. And so...
And everything has everything has a motion of coming in and out.
Right. That's a really important part of how we design experience.
That's right. And so from the people tile going into sort of the people experience, you see the part of the header that kind of continues to, you know, express to the user where they are. And then some of the subsections have titles here too that kind of, you know, give users an idea of what they're looking at in the experience and what they can do there, right? And then the third sort of big component of the people hub is the feeds, and so the social updates and picture updates from all my, you know, all the people that I'm connected with, and
and this is kind of the thread around connected, like when we talk about personal and then relevant and then connected. I think having feeds also allows you to make sure you understand, hey, what else is going on with my friends? And this feed allows you to automatically not just, you know, as Nod will show, being connected, but also act on it. So, hey, Rachel's doing something. Oh, maybe I should, you know, take action on that. Or
exactly.
So
you can very easily comment, add a comment on a posting. or reply to something that shows up in the feeds. The other thing is if you know I really care about someone and I feel like you know they're sort of part of my inner circle, I can just easily put them on the start screen and get back to their contact information and you know instantly call or text them, or, as well as quickly see any status updates. So in this case, I pin you know, Peter Chin here to my start screen, and now whenever there's a new social update, it actually shows that right there on his tile.
Really cool.
And you know I can rearrange it and move him up if needed. And
if he's really really important.
If he's really really important, yes.
So you have, you know, kind of the primary, hey, I want to keep track of things that, you know, people I just talked to or I was, you know, having conversations with, to, hey, I want to find someone I need to find, and there's quick ways to do that, to, hey, keep me connected to all your friends. So you start saying, wow, we're really creating, it's not just a big canvas with a bunch of stuff. There's a rationale in terms of the user that helps you land, find the things that you really care about, but also if you want to do more, the panel allows you to do that quickly. So
right. It's pretty much, and you mentioned it before, and it's important to mention again, as developers, you can the user can actually pin your application icon, which is the tile to the start menu, and then you can push notification and information to it, and then clicking on that will launch your application, and then you can seamlessly go into your experience.
That context. Yeah. Cool. That's right.
So as you can see, that it's all about flow. You know, how do you flow from one experience to the other and make it more seamless? And that's a key part of making sure your application feels like that too. And it's not easy. That's why you guys are here. It's an art in some ways, and it's a balance between once again the keyboard balance that you want something that's delightful and useful at the same time, really functional. So,
but it seems like great fun at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
And we certainly hope that you will, have fun developing and building those experiences for the phone.
Yeah, we're excited to see what's going to come this summer, and hopefully, we're going to, continue sharing and some of the design behind Windows Phone 7, but also we want to get more feedback on what you think you want to do with Windows Phone 7.
Right. So this is great, guys. Thank you very much. Any last words before we end this video?
Well, for me, it's
keep up the good work.
Yeah, just let's see those apps. We're definitely
design them. Build them.
We feel like you people out there, you're part of the design community. You're an extension of our phone experience, and what's going to make Windows Phone 7 great? It's going to be the amazing apps and the ideas that you guys have, and how do we build that together. That's what we're really excited about.
Right.
Absolutely.
Cool. And we'll have a list of resources attached to the video plus for all the elements we have mentioned here.
Right.
Through the videos, the book, the other design elements, and so forth. Cool. So thanks again for watching us, and stay tuned for more Windows Phone 7 videos here on Channel 9.